Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
We know that coming to Walt Disney World can be very overwhelming with all the fast passes, the dining reservations, even getting from attraction to attraction can be extremely overwhelming. But we've got a friend that can help you make your next trip to Walt Disney World even more magical. It's Ramon and Theme Park Concierges. You can visit themeparkconcierges.com or call them at 407-257-9973. Ramon and his amazing team of VIP concierges will take care of you from the moment you arrive at the park until the moment you go back to your resort. They can take care of you for a 4-hour time slot or a full day. It all depends on what you need. They can take care of your dining reservations, your fast passes, and even make sure that you find even more magic hidden in the Disney parks. Well, contact our friends, themeparkconcierges.com, or call 407-257-9973 and tell them your friends over at the Disney Parks Podcast sent you.
And now, the Disney Parks Podcast infotainment segment.
Okay, so what we're talking about today is something got announced today. Hang on, what was that? It'll come.
There was a couple of things Disney announced, but big, one in particular.
Something big.
Something big.
Something with a D in it.
I don't know.
It's private business. So we're talking about D23. D23 made their big announcement this week about the 2019 convention.
Not 2011.
So Tony is wearing, for those of you who are listening, Tony's
or
wearing...
Or watching.
Tony is wearing his D23 from 2011. It's looking dapper. That's nice. Yeah, yeah. And he's wearing his D23 from 20...
Doesn't say this one. Just the D23.
Yeah.
Ultimate fan club.
The ultimate Disney fan club. That was the Ultimate Disney fan event, actually.
So it came from the...
Yeah, same logo. So it's got to be from the same year.
Yeah.
So it's nice. It's a nice hat.
Really fit my head.
Was it too big or too small?
Yeah. This one even has a nice logo inside.
Look at that. That's some high-quality production right there.
Yeah.
You don't do that
kind of stuff. Still has the price tag on it, too.
How much was the hat?
$19.95.
Woo!
Back then.
What are they going for now? 25 even?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
All right.
This year they'll be 30. And I think I got the shirt and the hat. Because I think I was Sorcerer at this time. And the Sorcerers can pick merchandise from the stores online, pay for it.
Right.
And then you just go pick it up. You don't have to wait in the store and mix and mingle with the regular common people.
Oh, the common riffraff. Miffy.
Miffy, Tuffy.
Let's not go into that line.
let's just go pick up our stuff and go back to the Waldorf.
Yeah, that's right. So so tell us about the news, Uncle Tony.
All right, so let's start with the dates.
Yep.
First of all, the tickets are going to go on sale August 23rd of 2018. And then officially it will begin August 23rd through the 25th of 2019 will be the official thing. Now, when they say tickets are going on sale, probably Sorcerer will hit first because they'd like to collect all of that revenue.
That's right. Got to pay for it before we do it.
Right. And then us common folk, probably gold members and charter members will be next.
Right.
And then Joe Q public. Will then probably get their shot.
Yeah.
So, this is what they're saying. Highlights planned for the D23 Expo include, but not limited to,
right,
50 shows, presentations, and panels, including the the Disney Legends Ceremony, which honors the talented men and women who have made significant contributions to their Disney legacy. So 50, that seems even kind of low for 3 days. What's 50 divided by 3? Like, what's that? 13 point something shows a day?
I wasn't good at math.
Yeah. It's not a lot.
No, it's not. But I don't know if they've had... I mean, really, because the actual convention only runs like 9 to 5, then they have like a show at night.
Yeah, they have one, not Friday night, but usually Saturday night is the one big event.
Right, and then they have like it's not the Legends thing, but the Sunday night thing is always. So I think, you know, you've got 8 hours, at least 5 or 6 shows an hour. Yeah. I don't know, Maybe they've learned, you know. Now,
that
shows,
people can't see every...
Shows might not be the same as panels.
Well, shows, presentations, and panels, all three of those combined.
Oh,
50.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. That sounds light. I think they've figured out that people can't see everything, have just a handful of things, and then have more stuff on the show floor where everybody... the rest of the people are.
Or if they were really smart, have a handful of things and do a couple things twice.
Yeah, they don't do anything twice. That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, understood.
There'll be an all-new exhibit curated by the Walt Disney Archives.
Mm.
Well, of course, you have a new exhibit every year.
Sure.
That's not news to anybody.
I know.
They're going to continue the daily parade down the middle of the show floor. Did you see any of the videotape last year?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it was some of the stars that were doing the panels and stuff. And
that's a new thing. The last year I went, they weren't doing that.
Yeah, well... There's 8 million people that can't get into anything.
Right.
They're trying to entertain them.
Got to do something for the folks.
Trying to not make them bored out of their skulls.
Right, right.
D23 costume contest.
The masquerade?
Nope, just the costume contest and then the masquerade.
Oh.
Yeah, so I think they're doing dual. Showcasing the most creative designs by the fans.
Nice.
For the fans and by the fans.
That's the that's one of the craziest things. I remember
there's a lot of cosplay.
Yeah, the last year I went, they had the girl from Enchanted.
Mm.
I can't remember. Giselle.
Yeah.
Giselle. They had a Giselle there who was a natural redhead, and I'm a sucker for redheads.
Yeah.
So my wife actually tracked her down and said, "Can I get a picture of you with my husband?"
It's when the guys dress as Snow White. That kind of scares me a little bit.
Yes.
Listen, dude, there are male Disney characters you can dress as. Snow White's not one of them.
Well,
I'm just saying.
There's people who, you know, they want to be princesses.
And then there's the D23 Expo Design Challenge. Some more details will follow on that.
Right.
I don't know if they did that. This is something new. I think they did it last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what it was.
Right.
So.
Now, that's not to say, you know, they always have big tentpole areas for the big TV shows.
Yeah, all the
big movies. Yeah. Certain, you know, there's always animation stuff represented. Plus, not to mention all the stuff from...
Marvel, Star Wars.
Right.
Disney Television.
Disney Consumer Products now, who's under another umbrella.
Another line of business.
Plus, on top of that... But wait, there's more.
But there's more.
They have all of the vendors there. The whole vendor floor area is ridiculous.
Yeah. And they typically have 3 stores. There's Mickey's at Glendale, which is the Imagineer store.
Right.
Which is ludicrous busy.
Yeah.
There's the D23 Dream Store.
Right.
Or Emporium Store, I think they called it last year. That's all the D23 merch.
Right.
D23 themselves goes out and gets artists and people to make merchandise that they can sell in that store. And then there's the Disney Store.
Right.
Yeah.
Where that's like merchandise.
All the expos that I was at, I was not really impressed. It's stuff that you can normally find at the Disney Store. The only thing, a couple times I had, all right, so they had the big thing that everybody goes and gets is the dolls.
Right.
You know, they have a limited edition collector set that they do every year. Those are always hot. The only thing that I got from that store was the Tron rail.
Oh, cool.
The Tron monorail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the only thing that was at the Disney store that I've purchased. Everything else I get is at either the D23 store or Mickey's of Glendale. Like, like that. Get an Imagineer's pen focus, mate. Right there.
Right.
There you go. Let's go that way.
Yeah. That's some cool stuff that you can get there.
Even has the MCG tag on the back, so you know it's real.
Right.
So.
There's a question in the comments. It's a comment, but I'm going to word it in a question. Jen was asking, you know, she thought about going, but the crowd's been crazy. Do you think, Tony, and I'll throw my two cents in, is it worth it? But she did say that the convention center's finished its big expansion. So even in lieu of the crowds, is it worth it?
If you've never been and you're a Disney fan, you have to go once.
Right.
You have to go once. That's what I tell everybody. If you've never been and you're a big Disney fan, you have to go. But you have to set your expectations
very low.
Go with the knowledge that you may not get into any of the panels or shows.
Right.
If you go with that thought, you'll be fine. And there are plenty of things to do. There's a lot of interactive things to do on the floor. You know, there's Star Wars stuff. There's Marvel stuff. There's the interactive pavilion. There's every line of business from Disney is there to show or sell you something.
Right.
And then you have all the fan booths,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they're showing and selling stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there are plenty of things to do. And you won't even see all of that.
Right. Yeah, not even close.
You know.
That's my
take on it.
I've got two main things that I would throw out. One, the last year I went, I did not go to the last year. So I guess that's 2017.
Right.
So 2015 is my last year.
Yeah.
I stood in line for a lot of special things. Like they had three different artists there who were rendering three different versions of Tinkerbell.
Mm.
And I got one of each.
Right.
I got to spend time with the artist and talk to him for a couple seconds. It wasn't very long.
Yeah.
He basically
saw a love and shove.
Yeah. I got to see everything that was for sale, like the books, the Star Wars stuff that was coming out. Mm-hmm. I was very excited about the Marvel stuff that's coming out. I was very excited about. And then the bigger event things, like they had a big, they had a cool experience where you got on the ship for Once Upon a Time. This is back when Once was still really getting it.
Yeah.
And you went through a little experience and you got a little trinket. I got to go through that a couple times with Sarah. Sarah wanted to go because she thought the pirate looked like the guy from the show and she's hot for the pirate.
Right.
You know, you got to go through that. There's plenty of time to walk around the expo hall.
Yeah.
Expo hall, which is the part where it's all the vendors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Got to see a lot of things. Got to do a lot of things. Got to sign up for a lot of freebies. I got a lot of junk mail afterwards.
Yeah.
So in that regard, I think that when you go not expecting to see any of the events,
mm-hmm.
the tickets that you're paying for get you in the door.
Yeah.
And I think it's worth it for that. If you're not trying to see any of the panels,
right?
You know, the live action, the animated, or any of the Legends panels, you know.
Yeah.
But
the second, you can't get into any of the Legends.
The second thing, I still think it's a viable plan.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a friend who doesn't mind sitting around and playing Xbox. Or not Xbox, and playing on their phone or just chilling out.
iPad. Or
you could pay someone some money that doesn't mind sitting around and playing on their phone who you could get to wait in line for you.
Yeah, like pay somebody to be a line sitter.
Yeah, I think that's viable. I don't know if Disney puts a kibosh on that, but we were very lucky the last year that we went because Sid went and we traded off. She waited a lot. She waited a lot for us to go see some of the bigger things.
Yeah.
So, like, she was standing in line, and I was going to go tag her out. And I pushed her out of line when Dreamfinder was walking through. I'm like, you got to go see him now.
Right.
And she met Dreamfinder. I've never met Dreamfinder, but he had, you know, before anybody could see it was him, I was like, go. And she rushed over there.
Right.
Had an experience with them. So I think if you could go with someone, if you're willing to tag off waiting, you know, one of you waits for an hour and then the other person goes and walks to the expo floor and then you trade like that. That's the best way to get. That's the only way to go. You can't do it solo and do that.
Yeah. There's also a lot of new products that get launched there. There was the Ethan Allen furniture line.
Yeah.
Got launched there. Huffy bikes, which quickly disappeared.
Yeah.
They did not last, I'd say, more than 3 months. Huffy drastically cut the prices, and they're like, we're out of the Disney bike business. You can't find them now. There was American Tourister. Did the whole luggage kind of set stuff. You know, there's Daisy and Mickey and Donald, and, you know, it was a whole, you know, Fab Five luggage that you can buy.
Yeah.
So products do get launched there. So if you are interested in things like that,
right,
it is a good opportunity to kind of get in on the ground floor.
Yeah.
And you get something before it's actually out.
Yeah. And if you get, you know, if you take a loan out, you could have a few thousand dollars in spending cash on you.
Oh, yeah.
You can get some hella great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, tremendously great stuff.
Yeah.
And that's not to mention the vendor floor is where you also get your opportunity to meet, you know, your
artists,
legends,
and voice actors.
Artists and your voice actors, your legends. Bob Gurr is always there.
Oh, he does.
Pat Carroll's always there.
Yeah.
You know, you get
Farmer.
Yeah, you get to meet some of those people, and those guys are usually in the bigger money.
Margaret Carey, Tinkerbell, Mark Silverman.
Yeah,
you know, all those guys are out there.
And keep your eyes open because, like, we were literally walking into the vendor booth, and we turned around, and Bob Gurr Bob was having a rough morning.
He didn't have his Gertini.
He was having a rough morning that morning, and we helped him find his booth, and so that was kind of neat. Yeah. So those little moments happen.
Yeah, I will tell you this though: getting food is difficult there. At least it was when we went.
Yeah.
We didn't go in 2017, so we don't know if they improved it. From what I heard, they didn't.
Right.
The convention center's got, you know, places to get food, but the lines are out the front door.
Yeah.
And if you time it right. I know when we went, the last time we went, they had some food trucks out front. Mm-hmm. And we went at 11 o'clock.
Right.
Because everybody was still doing stuff. They weren't ready to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But we ate at 11 so that we can get right back at it. And we didn't wait in any lines then to eat.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're willing to, because I know, like, at least the year we went, the timing for, like, we wanted to watch motion pictures. So it was live action and animated feature films.
Right.
Or no, it was just the animated features. We watched that one. And it was like, it started at like 10 and it was like a 3 hour event. And so we got out at a weird time.
Right.
But we were with a whole group of people. We just waited a couple hours and we ate.
Yeah.
And just be flexible. And I'm wondering if they're going to allow like Uber Eats and delivery stuff there.
I don't know.
That might be something to think about too.
Jen is asking, can you go in and out? Not in the morning, because there's just a huge line. Press people will get in first. There's usually a special line for sorcerers, and there's a special line for charter members.
Right.
And then everybody else waits in a completely different line that usually wraps all the way around to the parking garage.
Right.
It's ludicrous. But once it starts, it's pretty easy to get in and out. Another place, like if you're looking for food to eat, is either go to the Marriott or the Hilton, and they have places in their lobbies that you can eat. But they, too, also, we found, get very busy exactly at lunchtime.
Yeah, and D23 is not the only convention happening at that time.
It,
so you have to deal
not.
With that, too.
Not.
But yeah, you could pop in and out pretty easy. Parking is not easy.
You can walk or Uber.
Just don't.
Yeah, if you're staying at, you know, some hotel on Harbor Boulevard, you can walk there pretty easily or get an Uber. The other thing I'll tell you is if you are crazy like me and you buy a ton of stuff that won't fit into your suitcase, the Hilton has a UPS store on the first floor in the lobby.
Right.
And I just brought all my bags and said, here, please ship this to my house.
Yes, please ship this home.
I got two big boxes of stuff,
yeah.
You know, a couple days later.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's great because it's like Christmas for him.
Yeah, yeah. Then I got to find places to put it all.
Right. I think you've done well. So what are the other things that we could, I will go ahead and dispel this rumor. If anybody's thinking like, oh, I'm press, I could get press passes and I can get into all the things and I don't have to pay for tickets. No. Yeah. Press passes will get you in the door.
Door, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, from what we found.
Yeah, you don't get into any of this. They don't have special seating for the big events unless you're...
You have to then, like, if you want to go see the Parks and Recreation, Parks panel or show thing.
Right.
You then have to get a press pass from the Parks people. Right. If you want to go see the movie one, you have to get... a press pass from the movie people.
Right.
If you want to go see the Marvel one, you got to get something from the Marvel people.
Right.
If you want to go see the animation one, you got to get something from the animation people.
Yeah. You have to reach out. So you spend
the better part of probably 6 months is emailing and mailing and texting and phoning these people to try and get all your press credentials that you'll possibly need.
Right. And if you've got that kind of time, go be there for.
Yeah. How about it?
If you need someone to hold your camera bag, let me know.
Your camera. I can shoot pictures too.
Be your camera boy. Yeah. You can do that.
Yeah.
It's exciting. It's a lot of fun. It's exhausting because it's early in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and it's late at night, and that's even before you start talking about trying to sneak in Disneyland.
Yeah.
Because you know you're there.
Yeah. I will tell you this: don't do Disney before the expo. We found that we got four. Tired from doing Disney, and then, oh my God, now we have to go to the expo for 3 days. I'm exhausted.
Right.
So do that afterwards. You may even want to take a day break just to catch up on some sleep, get relaxed.
Right.
And then go to Disney afterwards.
Right.
Because that's a marathon race in its own.
Where, sure, sure.
You know, you want to see everything, do everything. Yeah. Especially if you haven't been in a while, like us.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of new stuff to see.
You know, and then the next question we always get all the time is, where do you stay? You stay on Disney property? Yeah, you can. It's not super convenient, and it's expensive.
Yeah.
So we always stayed on the property either right on the main drag or across the street. And it's just, you know, it's not even a mile walk.
I would tell you the Marriott and the Hilton, right next to the convention center.
Yes, Tony would tell you that.
There's a Marriott right there. And I bet they have some great rates. I bet they're now. Now that the dates are out, I bet if you contact the hotel, I bet they have some great expo rates.
Correct. But if they don't, and you don't mind walking a little bit.
There's a Holiday Inn down the street.
There's a Holiday Inn down the street. I've stayed there. It's fine.
Well, where's the hotel that everybody typically stayed?
Wasn't Grand Floridian?
No, it was something on Harbor. It was like a Santa Maria.
Look at the chat room.
I don't know.
Hilton, was it Hilton Lake Buena Vista?
No. Hilton Anaheim?
Oh, Hilton Anaheim. Duh. Sorry. When your wife works there.
Yeah, I was going to say. Maybe she can get a good rate.
No, she cannot.
Well, no. Maybe she knows people that can get a good rate.
I don't know.
She must know somebody that works for the hotel.
She knows some people, yeah. So well, let's see. Let's see. It's 2019.
Mm-hmm.
What are the dates? You can't book past February.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's stupid. I bet if you call the hotel, you could.
Yeah, probably. Hilton's offering $200 a night right now.
I would do it.
Yes, you would.
All right.
So what else? What other tips can we at least throw out at this point of the game?
Place to stay, we did.
Food,
things to do.
Keep your eyes open because there's always people walking around. I mentioned that inside. But if you're staying on Disney property, usually the Grand Californian, you can always see some legends walking around.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to the parks in the evening, keep your eyes open because a lot of...
Yeah, not many of them stay at Disneyland Hotel.
Yeah, a lot of the dignitaries bebop around there.
Yeah, I know Bob was staying there.
Yeah.
The Grand.
Yeah, if you're... if you're a DVC member and are staying on points and you can get up into the concierge thing?
Oh, yes. That's the place to be.
If you can get there, there's always an after-dinner party with luminaries. Yeah. Not Lumiere, but luminaries.
Yeah, so my friend Joy, who passed away, and Samantha, they used to stay at the Grand and stay on concierge level. And they... had snacks with the Shermans, Richard and his wife. Right.
Right.
Billy Crystal.
Who's that?
Who's Billy Crystal?
Yeah. Did he do anything with Disney?
He was Mike Wazowski.
Who's that? Is that a Disney movie? Are you messing with me right now?
No.
I'm just kidding with you. I didn't know City Slickers was that big. Yeah, right. Was that a Disney movie?
Yeah,
I'm sure. Kidding. I know.
It probably was. It's probably Touchstone.
Always watching.
Who else? They met a bunch of people.
They bumped into Lasseter.
Yeah.
They bumped into Gurr. They bumped into... this might be Diane and them.
Diane bumped into Lasseter.
Yeah.
But they did too, I think, at the lounge.
Yeah, Lasseter was up there. Probably not going to be this year.
Yeah.
Gurr was up there, and Sklar. They bumped into Sklar too.
Yeah, Morty.
And they won't be bumping into him. That would be weird if they did. Woo!
Yeah, so that's always an interesting place to hang out. They're not like in the Hearthstone area. They're up in the concierge area.
They're in the UB, you know. Yeah.
Locked they're, away from the Joe Q public.
They're in the area where if you're staying in that area, you're probably not going to be that impressed. You'll be like, oh, Mr. Gurr, I understand that you work for Disney.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you do? I own a $1 billion corporation.
Yeah. And Joy and Samantha, I mean, God bless her heart. They used to buy like tons and tons of merchandise.
Oh, it's ridiculous. The coats.
Yeah, I remember the one year they got the leather jackets that were completely embroidered. It's like, yeah, go down there, Joy. Get one for you and one for me. It's like, how about one for Tony?
Right.
Tony would like one, too.
I will throw this piece out. Whatever the concert is, like the year we went was the Alan Menken and Richard Sherman concert. It was unbelievable. Were you sleeping during that? I was sleeping. Jeez.
I went back for a nap and never got up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. You missed it, bro. It was amazing because Richard Sherman came out. I think Richard Sherman started and then Alan Menken came out. Mm. And what was funny was Richard Sherman came out and played all of his songs off the top of his head, told stories to the whole nine. Alan Menken comes out and he's got this big old book and he's reading all the music and stuff and singing. And it was great.
He had to read the music?
He had to read his own music. Yeah. And I guess he's written
a bazillion songs.
Yeah.
Or just in case.
Then Sherman came out, and then he needs nothing. They did Let's Go Fly a Kite together, and it was...
Dueling pianos?
It was amazing. Yeah. It was truly amazing. So whatever the concert they throw together...
It'd be like a Billy Joel and John concert. Dueling pianos.
Yes.
Because that's the way they used to do that. Yeah. So one does one, one doesn't,
and then they both together. Yeah. But it was it's truly worth it. So whatever they put together, definitely do. And 2019, what big movies are coming out in 2019?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Well, since we're sitting in front of computers.
I don't know.
Disney movies, 2019. And this is the thing. When you're looking at your whether or not to go, I hated not going to the last one because that was when Star Wars was coming out.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to factor this in. 2019 is Toy Story 4,
ooh,
Frozen 2, Lion King live action, Dumbo live action, Aladdin live action.
Yeah. And you know what will also be very big is the parks announcement. Because that'll be the year before.
The 50th.
2 years before the 50th, the 2021.
Yeah.
So there will be a boatload of WDW announcements.
Yeah. It'll be that one, and then the 2021 one.
Yeah.
They probably will have some. Mm. No, it's in June already. Yeah. They'll already have it out.
Yeah. It'll be done.
So, yeah. Plus, you've got the last Avengers. So, yeah. The tentpole, Aladdin, Dumbo, Lion King, and Toy Story, and Frozen. Uh-huh. This is just going to own 2019.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So,
let's ask this question, too. Who are some people that we might want to see become a legend? Anybody think of?
Who's not already a legend?
Yeah. Is Lasseter a legend? I don't know if he is.
God, I don't know if they'll make him a legend. Yeah, no. He's,
maybe now they might postpone
it. They should make him a legend.
Mm.
Let me see. I'm looking down the list on Wikipedia right now. Is Bob Gurr a legend? Bob Gurr's a legend, Bob is. Right?
Yeah, because there were legends before the expo started doing the legend ceremony.
Jeez. Running out of people to use here.
All the 9-0 men are, so we don't have to worry about them. And people like Raleigh and Bob and Tony Baxter, they've all gotten their Legends Award.
Right.
What about Margaret Carey?
Margaret Carey would be a bad choice.
Or Pat Carroll. Or a Bill Farmer.
I think anybody that's a voice should get it. Pat Carroll's not.
Yeah.
Carey. K-E-R-R-Y, right?
K-E-R-R-Y, yeah.
She's not.
Yeah, so there's a couple.
Bill Farmer wouldn't be a bad choice.
Yeah.
Farmer is already a legend.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Let's see. I'm trying to find. Let's see. Mark Hamill's already a legend.
All right, what about some people from the Marvel and Star Wars? I mean, they did Carrie and...
Carrie's a legend. Mark Hamill's a legend.
Lucas is a legend.
Yeah. Harrison Ford.
What about like? Harrison Ford
is not.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford could be a legend. I think.
What about like Joss Whedon?
Joss Whedon should be a legend.
Yeah.
I think that
Kevin Feige.
Kevin Feige. I think it's Feige.
Feige.
He should be a legend. Jon Favreau, if he's not already, should be a legend. I think
they did. What's his name? Right, the Marvel creator guy. I can't.
Stanley.
Stanley.
Oh, Jack Kirby should be if he's not already.
Yeah, Jack Kirby.
I'll tell you another one. Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher.
The Avengers.
The Avengers guys should be a legend.
Yeah, maybe do them as a group.
Yeah. Just do the whole Avengers. Just do them all.
Yeah.
You know. I think that would be a pretty good cast. Ellen DeGeneres should probably be a legend if she's not already.
Mm. I don't think she is.
Nope. I'm not seeing her.
And Ratzenberger is, I believe.
Ratzenberger.
Yeah, don't ask me how to spell it. I think he is because he has done 17 Pixar films.
I don't think he's a legend yet.
No?
He should be a legend.
Yeah, come on.
Well, if you're going to do that, then you should definitely do... Tom Mater, Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Because, that's the other tentpole. I mean, you've got...
Bonnie Hunt. She's done...
Yeah. You've got most of the Toy Story people. You should turn around and do most of the Cars people.
Yeah, Tom Hanks, Tim Allen.
Yeah,
I think Tim is.
Maybe. I'm looking. But yeah, that would... Jack Kirby is. He was in the class of 2017.
There you go.
Nice. I think that. Who would you? Anybody else?
I think that's it.
I can't think of anybody. I mean, you can think of producers. You know, Favreau would be a good person. Mm-hmm. Feige would be a great person.
Somebody like Don Hahn?
Don Hahn would be a great choice.
Yeah.
If he's not already.
Yeah.
What about some TV people?
What does Disney do that's worthy of a Legends Award?
Do what?
What TV show does Disney do that's worthy of a Legends Award?
Susan Lucci? Looking right at it. Class of 2015. Yeah.
But
she was on daytime TV for 20 some years.
Okay, but besides that?
Dick Clark. Guy Williams. Regis Philbin.
Regis, I get.
Betty White.
I get that.
Rue McClanahan. All the Golden Girls, basically.
I get them.
You know.
That was classic for them.
Let's see. Who else is 10?
And the front exteriors were shot here at Disney's Hollywood Studios back in
Gary
the day.
Gary Marshall, producer.
Get it.
Oprah.
Don't care.
Whoopi. Don't care.
Don't care.
There's some people on too. Who would we be? Probably Seacrest.
What does he do that's on Disney
channels? Isn't he on American Idol?
Well, That's on ABC, but I don't think
he's Ryan frickin' Seacrest.
Yeah. No, he should not get a Legends Award.
Well,
he should get thrown off a television.
Neither should Oprah.
He's a Kardashian.
She's not on ABC.
He's a Kardashian.
Oprah's not on ABC.
Yeah, but she's on ABC movies.
Okay. Kathleen Kennedy.
Kathleen Kennedy would be
great. That's a great choice. David Maruka says Kathleen Kennedy is a great choice.
Yeah.
That's really, really good choice.
What about like the cast of The Middle? It's a great show. It's been on television a long time. And some of that cast that's on some Pixar films.
Yeah. I mean, what's the... Yeah. New York... well, Seacrest has done Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve for a long time. James Dobsey's in the room, everybody. Okay, so for those of you who are listening and watching, it has to be people that Tony likes, or else they don't get to be legends. See, if Tony ruled the world...
I am going to say this.
No Whoopi, no Oprah. Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with him.
Ryan has got no talent. What does Ryan Seacrest do that he's... I'm going to put in the words of... what's her name? Miss Walters.
Wawa?
Yeah. You don't sing. You don't dance. You don't write. You can't play an instrument. What do you do?
He's got teeth. He's got pretty teeth.
Who cares?
Hey, man, I'm not a fan. I'm just throwing
Listen,
out...
he's got a face for radio.
I just threw out ideas. You said you want ideas. I gave you ideas.
He's got a face for radio.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree. I was trying to think who would be another... is Roseanne? Roseanne Barr?
Well, she's back on ABC.
Goodman's already in.
Yeah.
Roseanne wouldn't be a bad
choice. I am actually excited for tomorrow night.
Is that the show?
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how they retcon Dan back into the show.
It'll be a dream.
It'll all have been a dream.
He'll be back. I like how they're going to try and fit in the two Beckys.
Oh, yeah. Weird, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Two Beckys.
It'll be very interesting.
It'll be Becky 1 and Becky 2. Like every other scene will be a different Becky.
Yeah.
Just to see if anybody notices.
Yeah, right.
Weren't you just... Okay.
And Roseanne and John were on Kimmel. And they were talking about, like, you know, the premise of, you know, the kind of the reboot. And she said, well, we're going to start with taking, like, an everyday family, like Roseanne's family, and how it can be split apart that, you know, some people like this President Trump and some people don't like this President Trump.
Right.
And how that clashes. I'm like, oh, gosh. Oh,
yay. We're living that right now, Roseanne. Yeah. Just get on Facebook.
Yeah. But she is very pro-Trump.
I saw that. I saw that she was...
In real life. Not just on the show, but in real life.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, you know, listen, she. If you ever saw her little reality show, you know, she lives in Hawaii. She lives on an island in Hawaii. And she doesn't live in a very big place. It's on a farm.
Right.
And but she is cray cray. Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah.
What a total shocker.
Yeah. But
right.
I'm interested to see. And the people that she was talking about that used to write for the show is like a who's who of comedy people.
Well, yeah. I mean, Johnny Galecki got his start on that show Big Bang.
Norm MacDonald's writing for the show again.
Nice.
Yeah, Galecki's coming back as some characters. But some of the original, you know, big names are coming back to write some episodes.
Nice.
So it's going to be good, I think.
It's great.
I just hope they don't screw it up. I was not a super fan.
Who cares if they screw it up?
I was not a super fan of the other one, but we really got off on a tangent here.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see it crash and burn, because I think it'll be funny if they...
I don't want to see it crash and burn either, but this is not going to be a show that's going to be on for 20 more years. It's going to be 3, 4, 5 seasons at most.
I don't know. Will and Grace is back.
God help us all.
All cylinders firing.
God help us all.
It's pretty funny stuff.
Yep. All right. Anything else you want to throw about D23?
We will say that, what I said before. If you've never been and you think you're a hardcore Disney fan in your heart, in your heart of hearts.
If you
if your house looks like this.
Right.
you should go. You have to go once.
Correct.
When the schedule comes out for the 3 days, pick at least one or two things, one in the morning, one in the afternoon,
right,
that you would really, really like. Don't call it that you can't miss, that you would really, really like to see if you had the opportunity, and then try to get into those two things.
I will say this. If you think that you're a Disney fan, you might reconsider. You might reconsider when you meet some of these people. I thought I was a Disney fan. I have no, I just was crazy enough to start blogging and podcasting about it. But I met some really crazy Disney fans. Yeah. This place brings out.
When they come full on dressed at you.
Jews. That's crazy.
It's pretty scary.
All right. Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Well, friends, thank you so much for being a part of the Patreon group at Disney Parks Podcast. We're going to shut it down now, and then in about 17 minutes, we're going to light the fires and kick the tires for the live show over at facebook.com/Disney Parks Podcast. Love to see you there. Once again, thank you. We appreciate you guys joining up with us and helping us keep the wheels turning and the lights on, as they say. Mm-hmm. And without that, without anything else, I guess we'll...
That's it. See you in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you.